T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why not?
Because it's just too early.
It's Monday morning.
I hate Mondays.
God, I hate you so much.
Haters gonna hate.
Trust me, you're gonna love this.
It's showtime.
Give it. Go. Hell with it.
How is it Monday already?
I know.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the weekend? And why is it 78 right now?
Right now.
Yes.
I know.
At what time is it? 5:45. This is about what time I was arriving last Friday. Coming in like a bat out of hell.
Just in time.
Everybody have a nice weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. Mine went fast. I was in LA and I flew out shortly after the show and got back a little later last night. So it went fast, but it was good.
You had a wedding to attend?
Yes.
You have some stories from the weekend?
Great. So it was all radio people there. So, a lot of zingers.
Why so many radio people?
Because the bride and the groom are both in radio.
In L.A.?
In L.A., yeah. They're on competing morning shows. And then the groom's brother is the co-host of the bride.
Yeah, that... I turned down a plan on Saturday just so I didn't have to be around radio people. Like, I really wanted to go to this thing. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to, like...
Be ready.
Be
for
in
it.
The mood.
Yes.
Am I in the mood?
Right. It was a ton of that. So it was a ton of LA radio people because that's where they both work. But then the two brothers were in Chicago in radio, so all their Chicago radio. It was a lot.
Did you get any new bits from the weekend?
Yeah. Well, I got some stories to tell that'll end up on stage too, for sure.
But anything that we can implement to our show?
Oh, did it like steal segments?
Nothing in radio is sacred.
Yeah.
You're a good idea. Unless it's in the same market. You don't want to steal a same market idea because that's just rude and sad.
No one would do that. Yeah.
There's some people that would.
Maybe. I've got one idea.
All right.
We'll talk.
Okay, because they're in like the biggest market. Top two.
Yeah, exactly.
LA. I mean, they should be on their game.
Right. And the two shows, yeah, like I said, they're up top. Yeah, they've got some good stuff. And it's the number one, the bride show is sort of like the Y98 station, and then the groom show is sort of the KEZK.
Oh, okay.
Class, yeah.
All right, so they're not going after each other on the air.
No.
Howard Stern and...
Right, no, it's pretty civil. I mean, the KZK guy, he's got his now wife and his brother on the other show, so he can only he can only say so much.
Okay, well, that's cool. I can't wait to hear the stories. We also have Bonafide or Bogus today with you.
Oh, yeah.
We also have, we did not mention this Friday because I found out about it when we got off the air, but all week long, your chance to win tickets to Shawn Mendes when he comes to town in 2019. Those tickets are going to go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. I believe Friday is the 19th, right? At 10 a.m. But we'll have tickets all week long to give away. He's coming to the Scott Trade Center June 30th of next year. So over a year away before
Scott
the Scott
Trade Center will still be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still like Shawn Mendes. All these things will still be in place.
And then we'll talk about our weekends, what we did. Jen's got schmig. Oh, so much to do. And like I said, right now it is 78, which is crazy. And according to the weather people over the weekend, this is crazy warm.
Yeah.
We should be in the 50s this time of year at about this time. Like this time in the morning, it should not be 78.
Yeah, it was in the 50s in LA. This wedding was really cold. So I just saw everybody here posting, it's 90 degrees, whatever, and we were cold outside at this wedding.
It's crazy. Well, because they have they're the correct temperature,
right.
Probably.
Eh.
Or are they a little unseasonably cool?
Yeah, unseasonably cool. The whole thing was outside.
Well, today it's more of the same as over the weekend. Sunny, hot, humid, high of 93. And then tomorrow, back into the 80s, that's a little more reasonable, but a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Here is Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
Crowded on 270 northbound, moving up toward
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show on a warm start to a Monday. Jen is here. Happy Mother's Day, Jen.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice day?
I had a nice, relaxing day where I did not do a lot.
Well, that's what that's, you probably yeah. wanted, right?
Yeah. We had a really busy Friday and Saturday, so I didn't really want to do much. Like, we went out for Thai food, and I said I wasn't cooking, so we ordered pizza for dinner. And then every question the kids had for me, I said, go find your dad. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, good. It's good to see you. And we're going to have a great week this week. I want to tell you about this crazy story about this guy. You may have heard of him before. His name is James Harrison. He lives in Australia. And he's donated blood tons of times because he has a rare antibody that can treat a disease called rhesus. R-H-E-S-U-S.
Yeah, didn't they discover that it, not the monkey?
Yeah.
The rhesus monkey?
But now his doctor says he has to stop because he's 81 years old.
Oh.
And it's tough on him, you know, to constantly do it. But listen to this. Over 60 years,
wow.
he has been donating blood. He has donated 1,173 times, and he's saved the lives of 2.4 million kids.
Whoa. That's
incredible. Just him? That's crazy.
Wow. Just him.
Wow.
But over the past decades, researchers have found more donors with the same antibodies that he has. So it's not like he's...
Yeah, at first he was probably one of the few.
Yes, but now they've found more. But how incredible is that?
That's
and
great.
Even knowing it and not and still, you know...
And
you,
still doing
and
it.
And still doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, you could sit back and say, like, this is all I really have to do with my life.
Yeah, I'm
totally. No, he doesn't have to give it to charity. Like,
no. Like, hey, what did you do for charity?
Yeah.
I saved lives.
Yeah. 2.4 million to be exact.
Two.
Passing beggars on the street going, I'm the blood guy, so it's I got it covered.
All right. Lance Hildebrand, another look at traffic this morning. How's it going?
Well, it's going all right. Traffic sponsored by Enterprise Bank on the Illinois.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company at 6:08. We'll get to news and traffic in just a couple minutes, but the top baby names from 2017
right!
yes, are in.
Reveal!
Hey, there's a new number one, Courtney. Get excited.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
I do. I don't know why I do like hearing about the popular baby names. There's like some intrigue to me there.
I'm super curious, too, because being named Jennifer, which was the number one name for, I don't know, 72 years, I'm like, oh, what kid is going to have three of the same name in their class?
Because you went to school, you were in the same class as how many Jennifers?
At least two others.
Yeah, that's too many.
And now, I had someone talk to me about their daughter's class. There are three Emmas. So they have an Emma Grace, an Emma... Claire and Emma something else. So one day she said, Emma Claire. And she's like, my name is not Emma Claire. It's Emma. Like, oh, that's what they just call them to keep them separate in class. But we had to abbreviate our names. One person was Jennifer. One person was Jenny. And one person was
Randy.
Jen. Randy.
Randy.
I would have just said, I would have come up with a new name. Like, call me Dawn. You know, something like that I loved.
Were you Jen?
Nope.
She was Jenny.
You were Jenny, and you didn't like
Jenny.
It.
She
does no, not- I was fine with it until a certain point, and I was not.
You do
Jenny
not look
anymore.
Like a Jenny to me.
No.
Maybe a Jenny with a G and an I.
All right, so girls, number one again.
Olivia.
For the fourth year in a row.
No.
Nope, that's number two. Emma.
Emma. Mm-hmm.
I said it already.
Okay.
And it's been in the top three for a decade.
Wow.
Olivia, second for the fourth year in a row.
Is that because of Jennifer Aniston?
I think so, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean...
Although that was 20 years ago, but maybe some of the people who watched it were not...
I always thought it was weird that that Ross and Rachel named their daughter Emma when he was with Emily. I don't know, I always thought that was odd.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you think of that a little bit?
Right.
Because it's a variation of that name.
Right. Well, and you would have also stayed with Joey because he was just... nicer.
You've been reading too much online.
No, I always
you did
felt
not
that way.
Think that.
Yes,
you
I wanted
read
them,
it and then
no,
you thought it.
No, I thought it for a long time. I wanted them to stay together.
She and
did.
Joey?
No. Yes.
I agree. I don't think Ross was a good guy.
No.
He was so sweet.
But I don't think
her.
Joey was the guy either.
He changed his ways for her, Courtney. Ava's
he
number three
smarter.
On the list. I know. Well, I mean, if your choices are Ross or Joey. Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Mia, Charlotte, Amelia, Evelyn, and Abigail.
You go Chandler. You go with the funny guy.
No, Chandler's already
with Monica. Oh,
yeah, I know. I'm just saying if you're picking between the three, right?
Yeah, if you're picking between the three, Chandler wins.
Okay.
Joey didn't realize his tailor was feeling him up. That's a problem.
And for the first year in a row, boys have a number one name.
First year?
Or a new number one.
Okay. Randy.
What was it?
Was it Liam?
Was it Noah?
It was Noah. Huh. Noah dropped from most popular to second most.
What's the most? Oh, Jackson.
Nope, Jackson. I looked up the kids' names, and Jackson is number 20.
Hey,
he just cracked the top 20. Mm. I think that's because he was stuffing toys down his pants.
Aiden?
No, that he's long gone from the top 10.
Oh, but he was there.
Oh yeah, after Sex in the City.
Oh, we seriously?
Yeah,
What's wrong with people?
Was not a fan of it. You know, Jen loved him too. for Carrie. I didn't like him.
He was a good guy. Mr. Big cheated on her.
I know, but
a million times.
There was more chemistry between the two.
He left her at the altar. Oh, okay. Let's marry him after he leaves you at the altar.
I wasn't a fan of that move. I'm just saying they were better together, in my opinion.
What about Chandler?
He's not in the top 10 either.
Okay.
But Liam is number one.
Oh, I have a baby cousin, Liam.
We have a new dog across the street named Liam. Best dog name ever.
Super trendy dog.
I was between Liam and Finn. That was one of the ones I was throwing around.
Really?
Noah, William, James, Logan, Benjamin, Mason, Elijah, Oliver, and Jacob.
Logan was always going to be my girl's name if I ever had a daughter.
That's cute.
Yeah. It was from Logan's Run. Not really. It was a terrible sci-fi movie.
Big jumps in popularity. Ainsley and Oakland for girls, for boys, Wells and Cairo, and Melania for girls. Fifth biggest jump last year.
Whoa.
You're going to see more Melanias, but you will not see more Kylos. It's so funny. The story I was reading talked about how Kylo was one of the names of the biggest drops, and they said, sorry, Star Wars fans. No, he's the bad guy.
Right.
Like, we shook our heads like, who's naming their kid? You wouldn't have named your kid Darth Vader 30 years ago. Why are you
We're
naming
desperate.
Your kid?
I wish my parents had.
Right?
Yeah.
How bad A would that be?
Amazing.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
You might want to change your name.
Gordy and Company with Darth Vader.
Right. You would have had a radio career no matter if you were good or not.
Right. And my voice would have sounded like this.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Darth Vader. Lance, how's traffic?
Traffic is sponsored by BP Gasoline. Let's start with the new, and that's a crash down on Southbound 50.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We have a lot of cool things that we would love for you to join us at in June. First is Uncorked. That's June 1st and 2nd. First sip of summer. Cardinals are in town. It's going to be a great crowd at Keener Plaza to see Matt Nathanson and Plain White Tees on Friday, and then on Saturday, Matt Carney. And it's a free event, but you can upgrade to cool little areas where you get drinks and food, and you get all the details at Y98.com. But we also have Courtney and Company Night at the ballpark, and that is Tuesday, June 12th. Hopefully we'll have that t-shirt rendering up, but we're all emojified. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fun.
It'll say Courtney and Company in the morning with our emojis, and then on the back, Cardinals and Company at night with Cardinals emojis. And for $20, you get a ticket to the game, you get a t-shirt, and you get a free drink. And you can go to cardinals.com/theme because you have to buy them through the theme ticket.
It's like they know us.
They really do. The free drink ticket is just... me, it should have always been like that.
Yeah, right.
But this weekend, we all did different things for Mother's Day. I know that Tim was out of town, then came back early and had dinner with his mom.
Yeah, kind of. They ate without me. My flight got pushed back.
Oh, no.
They canceled my flight. I had a direct flight. They canceled it. So I had a connection. So I went over there, but they had already had dinner.
Oh, man. Did they leave you anything?
I gave her a card. No big deal. I don't know where they ate, to be honest with you. I was like, hey, where are we going? And they're like, we just ate. We'll see you later. And I'm like, I guess I should go over and see my mom. And I did.
Yeah.
And then my sister's birthday was Saturday, too, so I knocked them both out.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I We took my mom and Nick's mom to the casino.
Yeah.
Nothing says Happy Mother's Day like losing money. No, we each gave our moms money, and my mom came out ahead, like up $300.
Awesome. Sweet.
Wow.
Barb, I think, came out ahead. I don't know how much she's very weird about, she doesn't want to reveal how much she won or lost. I don't know. She acted like she won, though. So we had a great day,
too.
How
did you do?
I lost. Mm. I lost big.
You also never really talk about when you lose.
I lost. I did. I had fun. It was good. Yeah. Kevin, Sarah?
A lot of yard stuff. We got a bunch of flowers and things for the outside. And then we had the entire family over, you know, her side of the family. Because unfortunately, my mom is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we did a Mother's Day dinner, complete with the Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Oh.
And yeah, yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. So we go all out for Mother's Day.
Nice.
We go all out with a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. What about you, Jen?
Well, my mom lives out of town, so I called her early in the morning and we talked for a while. I got her a Southwest gift card.
Oh, that's good. So she can come babysit your kids.
Yes. and then we just kind of we took it easy. I was burnt out after the rest of the weekend. So Ryan put together my Adirondack chairs. Very excited to use them.
I love an Adirondack chair.
Mm-hmm. And I loved the homemade cards and gifts from the kids. So Finn, in his class, they put together this little booklet, like why they love their mom. And each one of the kids wrote handmade cards. And he, at school, did these little, like, they did Shrinky Dink keychains.
Oh, I love Shrinky Dink.
So I love it. And Nora, I actually do my Mother's Day celebration with her at school today.
Oh, you do?
Oh, cool.
So I get to figure out what she made.
Oh, good. You can talk to all the kids today, too, because you did something really cool that we ran Friday. And we didn't run it until later, and it was so much work and so many cute kids that...
I know. Not everyone heard it. But I interviewed all the kids in her preschool class and kicked myself, like, why have I not done this for the last 8 years? This is our last year in preschool. We should have been doing this from the beginning. But I asked the kids a bunch of questions about their moms.
Okay, tell me your name.
Chase. Claire. Vivian.
Edmund Schmig. Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today. 20th anniversary of Seinfeld's finale. Today.
Wow.
Right?
Man, that seems... Well, actually, it seems right. I remember when it happened. People did screenings for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was not with the station, so... We did not do anything special.
I was in high school. We were over at my buddy Chris Kuhn's basement, a whole bunch of us, and watched the last sign. And it just... It went quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember being a little disappointed, but at the same time, that's how it should have ended. It was perfect. Because it ended the way it started. It was about nothing, and they had gotten, you know, in trouble for doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't think people liked after so long to these characters that they really loved and maybe felt like they were a lot like.
Yes.
Found out they were in jail for being horrible people.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Okay, so I'm going to... Should I quiz you here or outside?
Outside.
Okay. But I did just want to tell you that it's the 20th anniversary. We're going to do a little... Courtney's going to score 100 on this
test. I probably won't if it's like weird little factoids.
Movies this weekend. Avengers Infinity War, number one again, 61 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for
the third weekend.
Week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over half a billion.
You should see it.
Life of the Party with Melissa McCarthy came in second. Breaking In came in third. By the way, I saw Ben, her husband, who's the director of Life of the Party.
Falcone.
Talking about this dance scene she practiced her butt off for like a month for this dance off at some college kegger. And a Twitch from the Ellen Show choreographed it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was really good. And Lethal Weapon. We talked about how Clayne Crawford got the boot, and Fox is doing their upfronts today, so they were hoping to cast the role. They did, and we all think that it's like an upgrade. Sean William Scott from the American Pie movies.
Stifler.
What's Stifler been doing? Not much,
and
but he's
going to
be in Lethal Weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, he's perfect. It'll be great.
He's going to be the brother of Martin Riggs.
So he'll also be Riggs. So Riggs and Murdaugh stays together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I like it.
NBC unveiled their schedule for next season. There's a lot of stuff to go through, but I'll give you the highlights. Fox just canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine last week, and NBC is picking it up. They said they regretted giving the show to Fox before it launched, and they want to try it. Had less than 2 million viewers on Fox this season.
Wow.
And that's a weird theme as we go through shows that different networks are grabbing from other networks. It's very bizarre.
It used to never happen,
and we
see it more and more.
All the time, yeah.
Scrubs switched, a few other things switched. It's crazy.
Yeah. NBC is going to have an Americanized version of Downton Abbey called The Gilded Age. They're also going to have a comedy set in a bar called Abbey's, which sounds a lot like Cheers, except it's set in San Diego. And NBC is doing a Winter Champions edition of America's Got Talent. It'll premiere next January.
Huh.
Now the shows they canceled. Shades of Blue, they already announced they're going to air the final season this summer. But The Brave, The Carmichael Show, Great News, The Night Shift, Rise, and Taken, canceled. And they're still undecided on a bunch of other shows, including Timeless. Now, that's a show that NBC canceled last year. Fans freaked out, so they brought it back. And now the show has fewer viewers than it had the year before. So they're thinking about canceling it again. Yeah.
Anyone upset about any of those cancellations?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
You don't care?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
What about you?
That Good News show was
pretty funny. A lot
of that. Tina Fey's, right?
Very funny.
Yep. So that's kind of a bummer.
It was averaging under a million viewers an episode. Yeah, and it was Andrea Martin was really good.
She played the mom of the producer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't watch it. I didn't do my part. I watched it a few times and liked it, but I didn't stick around.
Fox confirmed they're bringing back Last Man Standing less than a year after it was canceled by ABC. And they should maybe take ABC's cue because American Idol ratings, after ABC took it from Fox, way down from the last season that they had on Fox.
Mm. But they renewed it.
But still more than 2 million.
I know. But
you know what I mean? They still bring in, what, 8 million?
You're right.
But they're paying Katy Perry so much
money. Well, yeah. Take that out of the equation and it makes sense.
Yeah. And over the weekend, CBS canceled Kevin Can Wait.
Oh.
Which was basically King of Queens Part 2 after they killed off his wife and brought Leah Remini on board.
And I'm sure that upset, you know, fans of the show because they were like, look, you know, you don't kill who was the staple to bring, you know, a
who cares?
King of Queens.
People got a little upset that I don't even think we're fans of the show.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening. People are outraged, and then they're so outraged that they don't watch the show. Why are we listening to people? Like, just say, it had bad ratings. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Sorry. CBS is also done with Scorpion after 4 seasons. Fox has canceled Lucifer after 3 seasons. The series finale airs tonight. And I'm sorry to tell you that the Greatest American Hero remake has been scrapped by ABC.
Believe it or not.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840, online at Y98.com, and Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Y98, 7 o'clock. Hope you had a great Mother's Day. Hope you found at least part of the day inside with the air conditioning. Our average high around this time of year is supposed to be 75. And that's what it is right now. So
it's like the heat of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Man. We need, and I drove past a few, in-ground pools over the weekend,
yes.
And they're still closed.
Really?
Well, I'm sure once you decide that it's in the 90s and you call, I'm sure there's a wait list to get your pool open if you have somebody do it. I'm sure you could do it yourself, but I would probably hire someone.
I would not know how to do that.
they're just called pools. I love it when people specify in-ground pools. Like, you can tell where someone grew up by what the default is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a little snobby, Jen, but I know what you're saying.
No, it's not snobby.
No, it's not snobby because because in Buffalo, a lot of people had above-ground pools
right.
Because it's only warm for 2 weeks, and to do an in-ground pool would be too expensive.
That's how you tell what someone's default is. I've
I think I just say pools. I don't think I say
when
in
I
ground.
Say, right, I say above ground if it's above ground. A pool is in ground. Above ground is above ground. That's what I say. Right. Oh. I met somebody one time. I was in the south somewhere. And they're like, oh, yeah, I met somebody from St. Louis. And they're like, oh, T-Ravs. And I'm like, yep. And they're like, gooey butter cake. And I'm like, yep. And she goes, and you call pools in-ground pools. And I go, no, 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 no. She's like, oh, no, my ex-boyfriend is from there. And I'm like, where was he from? And then she said the place, which I'm not going to say because people will get mad at me. And I go, yeah, that's a little bit different than St. Louis, St. Louis.
Okay.
So pool. Everybody says something different.
Yes. So most of the pool. No, it's all right. So most of the pool's not open, of course.
If I had a pool, I would be opening the pool.
I would too.
You want to use it as long as you possibly can. What's the point of putting it in if you're not going to use it for as many months? But it was a big ice cream kind of. I was very hungry for ice cream this weekend. I went and got a Choco Taco. I'm sorry, Jen. I know that hurts you.
But it's shoot.
The best part of a drumstick is a Choco Taco. Mm-hmm. It's like the best. It's everything that you want. Because I don't like the top of a drumstick. I just want to get to the stick.
Yeah.
My kids threw a fit because the only ice cream, we had ice cream.
That was my senior quote, too.
We had drumsticks in the freezer, and they each wanted one on Friday, so I gave them to them, and then they said, we want to give them to our friends. And I said, okay, there won't be any left when you want another one. I don't care. You can give them away to the whole neighborhood. So they did, and then they threw a fit yesterday because all we had left were ice cream sandwiches, and Nora had one. I don't think she's had an ice cream sandwich.
Not her thing?
No, she's like, this is great. That's what I've been trying to tell you since you've been throwing a fit on the floor. And Ryan's like, well, you're lucky you got one. I wouldn't have given you one. Your mom's feeling nice today. But I tried for the first time Halo Top dairy-free ice cream.
I bought some Halo Top once because I was like, ooh, yeah, it's good. It's not many calories.
Right. And I was hungry, and we were grocery shopping on Saturday when I was hungry. So I came home with three different pints, like chocolate banana, sea salt caramel, and oatmeal cookie.
Mm.
So they all sound good.
Yeah, right. Peanut butter cup. That's my favorite.
Ooh,
I did the pistache. You know, though, when you pick it up, you're like, oh, look at this. And you pick it up, and it weighs nothing.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, somebody ate this already.
Very airy.
Yes.
Well, there's a guy that is suing Halo Top because he bought it thinking it was of regular ice cream.
It says right on there, dairy-free.
He says their light ice cream looks too much like regular ice cream, and he bought some, and he found it was harder and less creamy than regular, and he says that's when he realized it was light, and he was furious. So now he's suing, and it gets better. One of the reasons he's suing is because Halo makes him think of the halo over an angel's head, which he pictures as yellow, which makes him think of butter, which makes him think of creaminess.
Oh, he's got a case. I mean,
that's a slam dunk.
Once you laid it out like that.
He's seeking $5 million.
What?
Whoa!
All right, we got your 12K a day code word coming up in just a few minutes on Y98.
Courtney and Company.
Y98, and if you missed it a few minutes ago, the 12K a day code word for this hour is bank. And it's fitting because you could win $1,000 just by texting it to 72881, like Ari Hocknadel of St. Louis or Lindsay Christopher of Hillsborough. All they did was text the code word that they got that hour to 72881, and they won $1,000.
I want to congratulate all the girls that participated in Girls on the Run on Saturday morning.
Oh, my friend's daughters did it for the first time.
It was pretty incredible.
It was so cute seeing all the pictures.
Tutus and the bubble machine and all these young girls, like a sea of girls going down Market. And it's just such a great program.
Yeah.
If they have it available in your school, it just promotes positivity, positive self-image, also getting, you know, young girls, you know, involved in something where they set a goal for themselves and then they complete that goal.
Yeah, because when they start the Girls on the Run program that semester, they do it in the fall. Some only do it in the fall or the spring. But when they first start, they're not running 3.2 miles. You know, they're maybe running a couple laps around the track. And then by the end, when they cross that finish line, they're like, oh my gosh, I did it.
Yeah.
Like in just a couple months at the beginning, I don't think everybody believes that they can do it.
Yeah.
It was, every single girl finishes.
It was so cool because, you know, you'd see girls crossing the finish line holding hands. You know, they're like third to fifth grade. And there were like 10,000 girls downtown on Saturday morning. And it was just really cool. And I apologize if you crossed the finish line and I didn't have the same excitement I did an hour and 20 minutes prior. I did a lot of yelling. And I'm sure the people that were around where the speakers were hate me now. But no, I was trying to like be, you know, because they went in waves.
Yeah.
So the first person that crosses, you have to have that same excitement for the last person that crosses. So if I let you down on the excitement, I apologize, but the pollen was in my throat. But congratulations on just a great day.
Yeah. And it was a hot run. You're going to have one today, too. A high of 93, hot and humid. But luckily, I think everyone's looking forward to a little rain. Maybe starting overnight tonight, maybe tomorrow. That's going to cool things off just a little bit. The news is brought to you by the exceptional doctors and nurses of SSM Health Medical Group, where better health care comes from knowing your child better. And we'll get to the news after Lance Hildebrand takes a look at traffic.
And it's sponsored by Enterprise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.